Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He was on the cross, and at the end when he gave it a ghost, he said it was what? He said it was finished. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And listen to this. And for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. He knew he was going to get the pain of his life, but he knew that if he would stay on that cross, he was going to redeem mankind to God. So he looked past his physical problems, his physical circumstances, and he looked for that eternal weight of glory. And that was us here, even in your presence, those that have accepted Jesus Christ. He was looking down through the ages and saw us, that we needed a Savior. And even when he was on the cross, Satan knew he was about to be defeated. He said, come down right now. Just come on down and we'll believe you. But he stood. He hung on the cross for you and me. Why? Before the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross. Listen to this. Despising the shame. Hanging on the cross was one of the most shameful and cruelest deaths ever. But he endured it, and he despised it for us. Thank God for that. And then, after all of this, what is his reward? He is sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God. That right hand signifies all power. Now he's in the seat right now where he's one day he's going to come back and judge the world. He's going to come back and judge the world. But right now, he's on that mercy seat. But one day, he's going to switch over to that judgment seat. And then it's time to do business. Now, I want you to, here's the last verse here. We're almost done. And I want you to really consider this as you go on in your life. I don't know what you're going through or what struggles you're going through. But we know what Jesus Christ endured. And here's what the Bible says we need to focus on. It says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners. Have you ever had someone close to you that really hurt you? You thought they loved you. You thought they were going to be in your corner when trouble comes. But when trouble comes, they ran away and nowhere to be found. Anybody ever heard of the word Judas? The person Judas? Well, Jesus Christ said, think on him, because Judas was one of the 12. And I always wonder, why did Jesus pick Judas? He's God, he knows, but why did he pick him? I'll tell you. Because Jesus Christ is our example. He wants you to know that in life, you're going to have people that's going to betray you. You're going to have people that turn their back and walk away on you. You're going to have people forget about you. But he said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He said, for consider him, consider Jesus, what he went through. Judas, God right there working miracle in his very presence. And he's seeing it. But yet, he betrayed him with a kiss. Think on Jesus. He did it all for you. He was the example in this. He said, endure such contradictions against sinners, against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. So don't get on your pity party saying, woe is me, this only happens to me. Jesus said, whenever you get in that mode, faint on him of what he went through. So I simply want to encourage you today, as we sung our song, is keep the faith in Jesus Christ. No matter what distractions come your way, just like we talked about that little hare getting off the focus on the race, be that turtle, and I want you to stay focused on the mission that God has placed you on. And God will bless you. Amen. Amen. All right.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.